Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. And right now, it's time for the C Block starring Corey Majors.
Thank you very much, Kevin. I really appreciate all the love that you have given me over the years.
You're welcome.
I did want to roll into something I see on the Twitch that I'm glad this announcement has been made. Badass Mofo Lady has posted. It's the fourth annual Fall Twolo Fan Hang. This season's not over yet. Join us January 4th at the Bearded Monkey in Forney for the game. And then fill your mouth with other delicious treats. I'm assuming talking about the food. They have a great burger, by the way. Their burger, the boss, fantastic. So January 4th will be, that's my last one this year. Unless maybe the Cowboys make the playoffs and something else goes on. But January 4th, that's an away game. And that's the ender for the season. And the Twolos have decided they want to party. So looking forward to that in the future, Kevin. Your thoughts on Forney?
I like it.
What is their what's their high school's?
Jackrabbits.
Look at that. Look at that. You got to know high school mascots around here. That's how we do it.
That's a cool one, too.
Yeah.
I think we should have way more like icicles or cyclones or cyclops and fewer wildcats and panthers. I'm sorry. They're great. Maybe eagles.
Cyclones is cool because you don't get that enough. This, though, I've never thought of icicles as a name for a team, like a mascot. You can definitely. I'm terrified of icicles.
Okay.
It's ridiculous.
It's because Colby said they were the perfect weapon.
Yes.
Because you would stab somebody and then they would melt and your evidence was gone.
No fingerprints, nothing. Or you walk outside, icicle falls off the second floor, goes through your head, you're gone. Nobody knows how you died. They're just like, what happened? And then they're looking at the top of his head. Did he get stabbed? Where's the murder weapon? Like you said. So lots of different things there. It's terrifying, man.
Okay.
So I appreciate icicles. And I think you could make icicles look scary, like on a hat or a jersey or a giant mascot.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Look, you make some creepy ice king that has a crown and one of the pikes is missing because it's in his hand.
Does it have to be upside down?
Not necessarily.
It's not a stalagmite or a stalactite.
I forgot which one is.
One of those goes up, Alec. The other one goes down.
Mm. Take your word for it.
Depends on if you're married or not.
All right.
Talking about
Men's
Tea Clinic, ladies and gentlemen. Trust me on that.
Oh. Back to you.
Not only the president. I definitely benefit from Men's Tea Clinic. I'll let y'all know that. Guys, let's go ahead and get to the level of concern.
Oh, man!
This is definitely the time where we find out how concerned we are about things Jerry Jones and the Cowboys have done and said recently.
Usually very concerned.
Let's go to cut two. How confident are you? And by the way, he was on with Sean and RJ this morning. No Bobby. He's out for the week.
Yeah. Are you sure? I would be willing to predict you do hear him on the fan this week.
Oh, yeah? You hanging out with us on Friday?
I could see that.
Brought to you by Window Nation. This rewind is brought to you by Window Nation. How confident are you on your path to the playoffs now?
Well, again, I know it's cliche, but we've got to concentrate on the Chargers. On the Minnesota Vikings this weekend, and that's a big game.
Pause. Okay.
How concerned, Kevin? Your level of concern.
I'm sorry. I'm sure the rest of the answer was great.
The Cowboys know who their opponent is this week.
My level of concern, man, you want to know the game on the schedule that Jerry's focused in on.
He didn't give a crap
it
about
ain't
the Vikings.
You, Minnesota? So, man, that is...
Way to start it. Thanks,
that
Jerry.
That is quite remarkable. Hi. It's my answer. I'm high. Well, hold on.
Wow.
I hope that everybody knows we're playing the Vikings first.
Stranger Things rolls in here and everything just falls apart after that.
And people... People liked her.
Yeah, she was great. Let's go ahead and finish that one up, though, Alec.
Start it over. If you're going to do the thing,
right.
Start it over.
How confident
so
are
we
you
can hear the part again.
On your path to the playoffs right now?
Well, again, I know it's cliche, but we've got to concentrate on the Chargers, on the Minnesota Vikings this weekend, and that's a big game for us. But, you need to stay in there every play. Every play is meaningful right at this particular time, and we sure got a shot at this thing.
And,
face Vikings.
I don't know. It seems like you shouldn't have to say that to professionals at this point. You kind of expect that they would know, hey, I got to be focused. I have to believe that every play can count and every play can matter. But distractions happen every year.
Sure.
Things happen in a season where you lose sight of something. Maybe something that motivated you 3 weeks ago isn't motivating you right now. And so whatever it is, you got to refine the focus each week. And that's one of the things I think a lot of fans get upset about. I get upset about it frequently, too. Your game's 17 weeks long. It's 17, 18 weeks long than playoffs.
Right.
There are people out there that have to focus every single day, and you feel like, I know they still have work to do in the off season, but you got to make sure that you're locked in for this amount of time. You can do that, and if you can do that, you will be successful.
Yeah.
So that's the level of concern, though, that the Cowboys know their opponent.
It's high.
Kevin says hi.
I think the Cowboys know. I think Jerry just slipped up.
It happens to all of us.
Kind of.
What do you mean, kind of?
Kind of.
You've never said the wrong word.
Oh, no. I've definitely said the wrong word. But once in a while, you say the wrong thing because that's what you were thinking.
Interesting.
And not the other thing. So I definitely think he's looking at the Chargers.
It's like Cynthia Izaguirre's audio about the man who climbed the mountain, but he was blind. I'm pretty sure in her mind there was something, another reason.
What a captivating bit of audio that is.
I played that for the kids the other day, and they were like, this is hilarious.
And you could tell she felt really bad straight away, but yes. I'm like, but it's still happened.
Let's go to cut five. With your team's struggles on the road, is it still a physicality issue with the players?
Well, the road is a tough place in the NFL, but certainly it can't be that tough to have that fewer wins in that many games. But we play with an understanding. We practice with an understanding that those road games come with it some handicaps. I think you just play better when you've got that crowd behind you, so you have to overcome it. How you address it, I would say that we've got enough things specifically, and this is not a pun, we have enough things that we can correct that are technical things. That's what's got me encouraged. We've got players out there that have done it and have been successful at what we need to improve on. Literally, that's not us. It can't be us, the run game, the way we had it there against Detroit. And so those are things that you look and see some of your technique, what you were doing in the offensive line, how you holding your blocks, those kinds of things. And you can do that this time of year, and you can get better.
Two left in the regular season. Probably, if you want to go anywhere in the playoffs, you're going on the road. Like, are you hosting one? If you host one, if you win the division,
you would.
And that's the most likely place. But yes, you got one. That's it.
So
your level of concern with this team and what they do on the road.
It's really, really high, and I really don't like that answer from Jerry. Not the least of which the reason is that's almost the exact same answer he gave us a few weeks ago, and I get it. He's right about some of those basic fundamentals. That's why the point spread shifts when you play at home versus neutral versus on the road. But, man, it feels like there's something else happening. But I can't really figure it out. I like the back half of his answer way more when he talked about the actual things they could do. But I hate the first part of that answer because it just feels like, well, it's tougher to play on the road. You're like, sure, but if you're a good team, you shouldn't be this bad on the road.
Yeah, I
maybe I just answer my own question.
We go on the road frequently as a show. It takes a second to settle in.
Agreed.
Your surroundings are different. Everything. You still have the same microphone, but obviously there's some technical issues sometimes. When we go to Oxnard, it takes me a minute to settle. We go to Super Bowl. We'll do the San Francisco this year. It takes me a minute to settle in. But I do have things that I do go back to and go, all right, it's the same dude sitting next to me.
Yep.
Those conversations. So I do think that can be a difficult thing. But if your coach goes out there with a tape measure and he starts measuring the field.
Is this the second straight day of Hoosiers reference?
Let you know that the field's the same length, same width, end zones are the same depth. The game's exactly what it is.
Do you think that's tough to accomplish in soccer because they do have fields that are different sizes?
It is, yeah.
And you're like,
he goes out there to tape measure.
Measure
like,
this, Gene Hackman.
But I seriously think you take physicality and you take mental toughness on the road with you, you stand a better chance no matter what.
Okay.
You go be a physical team, you pop somebody in the mouth, that's always going to put them on their heels. That needs to be number one for that team. Cut six here. What is Kenneth Murray's role? Can it be changed moving forward?
Well, we brought in Logan. And I'm sure you'll see more of Logan than you might have seen the other day. That's natural because this is Logan's, fourth game, I think, coming up. But the main thing is that we do have some alternatives there. We can do some things that will give, him some better keys. But the big thing is that he's got some good competition there, and that's as much as you can ask for to correct something this time of year.
Now, he wasn't talking about Logan having good competition. He's talking about Kenneth Murray having good competition. And, Kevin, he's saying basically, look, we went and added Logan Wilson because he was the best option we could get in the middle of the season after we realized halfway through the season that Kenneth Murray wasn't it.
Right.
And now we've been trying to integrate Logan Wilson into this team and given Kenneth Murray the chances. But guess what? You saw it over the weekend. I saw it over the weekend. People were putting out videos that were just of Kenneth Murray. The Cowboys know it too. And so they say, all right, the competition either was going to drive him to be better because he now knows he needs to mind his P's and Q's, if you will. Or we're going to have to go on with this guy. But right now, there's no other option to fix that linebacking group.
See, and I guess I don't totally get that either, though, because it felt like Logan Wilson already did see increased playing time, and then it went back down.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it would be different if the first game he played, five scrimmage snaps and then 12, and, we're building up. But it felt like they had already built it up and then just dropped it right back down. So
I don't know what the reason is for that. I know
practice is new. I agree.
I know practice has a lot to do with the way that they make decisions.
Okay. Yeah.
But they didn't practice a lot during that.
Right.
I wonder if that's the case, Kevin.
Could be.
The short time and their adjustments and all that, they were just like, look, Kenneth has been here long enough. We got to roll him out there because we have short weeks that we're working with.
Okay.
And then maybe Logan gets a little bit more. Somebody said, where's Shamar James? Shamar James is rookie-ing. You can have a flash here and there and then still show up not great in other moments. But this linebacking group on last Thursday took a shellacking.
Right.
DeMarvion Overshown didn't have his best game. They exposed some things because they have the talent to do that, the Lions do.
Yep.
Do any of the other teams the rest of the way have that same ability? Not quite the same.
Yeah.
But I'm sure they're looking at that linebacker group saying, how do we figure out a way to take advantage of them? Because now the defensive front, I think they feel the defensive interior is better. They feel like their safeties are a little bit better. But that linebacking group has some work to do for sure. Let's go cut 13 here. What's the status for C.D., Guyton, and Clowney ahead of Sunday?
Well, I would say that they're all. Those are three. You nailed them. And those are three that we're looking at. And I'm glad we've had this 10. In all three cases, the 10 days in between games really helped us there. And I'd say if we can get two out of three, and I'm not going to name the one that has got the longest way to go. Because I don't know. But if we can get two out of three of those guys, that'd be a big game for us.
Couple things here. One,
I really wanted to know.
I love the Sean's follow-up, and we don't have the audio on it because it is kind of a fun follow-up. He was like, Jerry, you used to just give us all the information all the time.
That's a good point.
And Jerry followed up by going, look, if I thought people out there believed I knew what I was talking about when it came to health, I'd give you all the information all the time, but they know I don't.
I mean, he joked with us on Friday, and he goes, now that's Dr. Jerry telling
Dr.
you.
Dr. Jerry, he knows. So here's what I want you to do, Kevin. Mm. Level of concern. Rank the three that you're most the order that you're most concerned with not being out there on Sunday, and then also that's it.
Okay.
Which ones are you most concerned?
All right,
CeeDee Lamb, yep. Guyton, and Clowney. Give me your order.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm going to go CeeDee Lamb 1.
You think you need Lamb out there the most for this offense to
He's just so much better theoretically
than the other two.
Though I think the other two are more at position of need, I guess. And then I'm going to say Clowney and then Guyton, though I am kind of conflicted about that.
From the 817, speaking as your listening surgeon, it would probably be a lot harder to complete a surgery successfully if I was doing it on the road with a hostile crowd rooting for me to lose.
You cut the wrong vein, you idiot. Well, I guess if you're cutting any vein, you're probably not doing it right.
But I'd still be able to pull it off. I don't like to lose. Whoa. I love that mentality about you, and surgeon.
And you kind of wish that you had nothing but players that were like, oh my God, I'm so excited to play on the road. I can't wait to shut these stupid fans up. Like, you wish you just had nothing but players that were just like that.
You want a little note on what's up at 130, Kevin?
Yeah.
Mavericks point guard Brandon Williams.
Oh.
Will be joining us at 130.
Okay. Man.
You're welcome.
There are doings transpiring there. Hopefully that won't make anybody mad. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, we will fire up the Tuesday tailgate snowballs, the Heisman Trophy, and unfortunately sadness for the Mean Green. Plus, we're going to talk with Brandon Williams from the Mavericks. Woo! Another packed segment next on The Fan.
In Dallas.
Estimaker under heat, got rid of it, tipped, and picked off. It's coming back the other way. Chris Rogers. Ball comes out, but it's a touchdown.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, we bring in Carter Freeman hanging out with us on his day off for the Tuesday tailgate. And I hate to do this but we didn't really talk a lot about this game, the Tulane UNT game. It's the game that took over all of our Friday nights, and UNT struggled offensively, and Mestemaker, once again, unfortunately, he kind of flopped against a big-time opponent. He played two ranked opponents, and in those two games, 4 touchdowns and 6 interceptions.
Two things real quick, Kevin. One, every time I turn on UNT football, terrible things happen. It's my fault. And two, I did see that Kyle Yeomans did introduce the new coach for UNT. So congratulations to Kyle for that.
By the way, you see the new coach said it's not an if, it's a when we're in the playoff.
Well, you set a pretty high standard this season, right? And I think something that we have talked about over the last month is, you know, you understand that change is probably going to happen, and it already has with Eric Morris leaving, but you would hope what you did this year can kind of set a higher baseline than just 6-6 or 5-7, 7-5 in the regular season, right? Regularly compete for these conference titles. And Neil Brown's already going to be out on the recruiting trail. I do know that. So he's going to be busy this weekend. But yeah, that game, it's disappointing. You lose Caleb Hawkins, your stud running back, very early in that game. He fumbles. He's part of one of those turnovers, and then he doesn't return after that. So you really lose your ground game. And then it did seem like, because a lot of the weight was being put on Mestemaker's shoulders, he was pressing a bit. And that, you know, you can talk about the poor officiating, because there were definitely some calls in that game that did not go UNT's way. But when you turn the ball over 4 or 5 times in a game, you're not going to win. And that last gasp attempt that they had to maybe come back and maybe, you know, tie this game, send it to overtime, well, you should never have been in that situation to begin with, and you put yourself there. So it's a disappointing way to end a really good regular season, but you still won 11 games. You're going to play in a bowl game against a San Diego State team who was no slouch in their own right. They were tied for the Mountain West lead this year. Yeah. They just didn't get into the title game. So, you know, that would be a great way to kind of, you know, erase the Tulane game from your memory, finish strong, and win 12 games. I mean, I don't know when the next time UNT is going to do that, and they have the opportunity to.
So how difficult of a pivot is that? Now, I appreciate that North Texas is going to play in the game and not just quit like some other teams, but to go from we're on the verge of being in the playoff to we're in a game, and I know it matters, but it's just not the same.
Yeah.
That feels like a pretty harsh pivot.
Play like a champion today, unless you don't get what you want, and then don't play at all, is basically what Notre Dame said. But good on UNT for, and this is not, there are 130 teams that can play for bowls. You know, you heard all the 5-7 teams that ended up turning down one of these bowl bids. So we end up getting a 5-7 App State playing against a conference opponent, and I think it's the Birmingham Bowl. But yeah, it's, It is such a shame to turn that opportunity down. All your seniors who will never get to play football again, who aren't going to the NFL, like Notre Dame can come out and say, yeah, this was a team decision. I cannot imagine that was unanimous.
And then take it for whatever it's worth, but Marcus Freeman has become the betting favorite to be the Giants' next head coach.
I don't buy that yet. Notre Dame has a top five class coming in, like, and you look at their schedule next year. Say what you want about Notre Dame. They can schedule things however they want. This year,
right,
they tried to schedule some tough out-of-conference games. They lost both, or well, out-of-conference. All their games are out-of-conference because they're not in one. Tried to schedule some tough Power 4 competition. They scheduled two of them. They lost to them. That's what ended up keeping them out of the CFP. They're not doing that again next year. Their schedule next year sets up for them to go 11-1 or better and be right back in this thing.
Right.
So that just seems like too good of a thing for Marcus Freeman to leave. Even if they feel that they got screwed this year, what Notre Dame, they now know what they need to do every year is just go 11-1. So they're probably going to schedule a lot of their their other opponents outside the ACC, if that relationship even continues, because there's been a lot of contention about that.
Yeah, they said, you really screwed us, essentially.
And then the Pete Bavakwa, the Notre Dame athletic director this morning, was like, oh yeah, Greg Sankey and I are really good friends. Like, we talk all the time. So you're
oh, goodness.
Uh-oh. Like, are they going to end this ACC relationship and take it elsewhere? And maybe later down the line, that might be better for Notre Dame for just, the purpose of how people see them and who they're playing, as opposed to the bottom rung of the ACC versus the bottom rung of the Big Ten. Is that going to change people's minds? I don't know, but that'll be fascinating to see.
Now, a couple months ago, we had Craig James in the studio, and he was talking about the Pony Express Award. Did you see that Jacob Rodriguez and David Bailey from Texas Tech won this award for being the top teammate duo in all of college football? I'm excited for them. I'm sure you're excited for them. Does that help take any of the sting out of him being jobbed out of being a Heisman finalist?
I guarantee you he's going to be the fifth ranked guy. And
I think you're right.
I think I'm a little disappointed that Julian Sayin at Ohio State, his numbers are better, like just pure numbers are better than both Pavia and Mendoza. But if you really look at him as opposed to how important he is to the team versus how Jacob Rodriguez is the centerpiece of a defense that we talked about yesterday, is just miles better than they've honestly ever been in their history. You know, Jacob Rodriguez got the Butkus Award for best linebacker. He won the Pony Express Award. They're Big 12 Defensive Player of the Year. Plenty of other things for him to, rest his laurels on, but it is a little disappointing that he didn't get the Heisman invite.
Did you see, Corey, I don't know if you cared about this, did you see that the AD from James Madison had to warn their fans not to be throwing snowballs in that game against Troy because he was worried about, well, first of all, sportsmanship, but probably first of all, really getting a penalty.
Penalties are important.
That's true.
It's true.
We haven't quite figured that out with the Cowboys yet.
No, most penalized kind of team. That's what they like to do. But the other thing, you don't want any injuries. You don't want a snowball hitting somebody through the face mask, getting them in the eyeball.
Okay.
You don't want a snowball with batteries in it. Or
broken
shards of glass or something. That's
or a grenade.
Oh,
definitely don't want that.
That is true. I will agree with that.
If the pin's in it, it's fine.
Gotcha.
But, obviously
that still hurt though.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with the saga of Brent Pry? You probably are, because you know everything about everything.
This news of him and what you're about to explain, this was happening during the CFP reveal on Sunday afternoon or Sunday morning, and it just got swallowed up amidst all of the Notre Dame drama and everything, when this is a really odd move.
So, Corey, I'm sure you know this. We'll explain it to the people. Brent Pry was the Virginia Tech football coach. He got fired in September. He is going back to Virginia Tech to now be their defensive coordinator under James Franklin. Do you think he would do that, or do you think you would be like, I will take a job anywhere else that is not the place that just fired me?
Yeah, some hells don't let you leave, right?
Is that Virginia Tech?
Yeah.
It's Blacksburg, Virginia, apparently.
Wow!
Or some hells don't let you leave the second time. You know, so once you get out the first time, you're like, you know, I'm never going back to that thing. I might wave, you know, okay. Be like, hey, it's nice to see y'all, but I didn't mean necessarily that I need to go back.
All right, Carter, thank you very, very much. Good sir, we'll catch up with
Enjoy
you again
groceries.
On Thursday.
Thursday, let's do it.
Right now on the D&M Leasing Hotline, we bring you the man who, he helped take down Houston, and it was a beautiful sight. It is Brandon Williams from the Mavericks. Good afternoon, sir.
Hello, Brandon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
How you doing?
We're good, man. We're good. I wanted to know, I know there's a lot to talk about. The team has been playing significantly better. Congrats to you guys on that. In a game like the Houston game, do you know early on that you're like, tonight's my night, or tonight's our team's night, and everything just starts flowing?
Kind of, sort of. I mean, coming off of that OKC game the night before, and the way we played, we kind of knew that we had to come out with some pop almost. And I mean, pop is kind of like my name, so I just come out there, and especially coming off the bench and provide any type of any role that I'm in, I just try to come in and try to make a difference in the game, and ultimately it changed and helped our team and helped us get a win.
After the Oklahoma City game, do you guys just go into the locker room and you say, let's never speak of this game again?
No. Those are the games that we watch a lot. You know, I mean, you learn a lot from those games. You know, obviously our energy and our effort wasn't there, but those are games that you take away from and you watch a lot of film on it. And it's almost embarrassing to watch, but sometimes you got to go through that.
Okay, so I'm glad that you said that the energy aspect, and it's not just a Mavericks issue. Like, this happens to everybody who's ever been involved in organized athletics. How tough is that to change in game? Like, when you're like, man, our whole team is just kind of dragging. Like, how can you change that in the middle of a game?
The main thing is just coming together. Obviously, it's on our leaders, but for the most part, it's on the point guards, me, Ryan, and D'Angelo. It's on. That's our job, to get everybody together, get everybody on the same page, making sure we're organized. And even if our energy and effort isn't there, just making sure that we're on the same page with the concepts, with the reads, with the plays and everything, so it doesn't look like it's a open gym type style out there. So as point guards, that's on us a lot.
Yeah, I always describe to my kids whenever we're watching you, I'm always like, vroom, vroom is just what I think all the time. Because the way that you move has just got this, bam, he's moving, he's going. Has that always been Brandon Williams' style, or is that something that came along when, I always wondered, does Jason Kidd give you some freedom to go be that?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Jason Kidd, he gives me all the freedom to do that. I think the new nickname that they're giving me around the team is the Ferrari. So
I just kind of
move around at my pace, use my speed to my advantage. And obviously, I believe I'm one of the fastest players in the league. So just using that to my advantage, get in the paint. If it's not for myself, I just create for my teammates as well. So just playing off of that.
You bring up an interesting facet about basketball that we talk about all the time. How important is it not only to be fast, but to be fast with the ball?
Yeah, yeah, it's different. A lot of guys in the NBA are very fast. You know, everybody here is athletic. But when you have the ball in your hands, it creates a whole different aspect on different movement patterns. And it's just a whole bunch of stuff. I can't get too much into that. But just playing with pace and knowing your strengths and your weaknesses is a huge thing.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point. I was playing a pickup game once, Brandon. And,
are you about to compare yourself to an NBA player?
I got out on a breakaway, and they passed me the ball out front, and I was like, I don't know how to dribble. And then it just all fell apart after that. Know what you can and can't do. Good job.
Right, right, right.
How often do you have a conversation with somebody and they're like, yeah, I was on my JV team in eighth grade, and you want to be like, yeah, because that's the same.
It's pretty often. It happens a lot. You know, they try to relate to me as much as they can, you know, with their daily lives or the games that they have in. It's kind of cool. I'm interested. I'm a basketball junkie. So no matter what level it's on, I like to hear people's insight.
You can tell watching you play that you're a basketball junkie too. And that's, I think, one of the energetic things for us as fans is being able to see that. The combination that Ryan Nembhard adds to this, can you kind of talk about the punch that the Mavericks can get from you two guys?
Yeah, I think just him coming off, we provide two different styles of play. He's more of a he's really solid. You know what I mean? He's not going to force the issue of any sorts. He's going to take what the defense gives, and the same is with me when I come in the game. In terms of taking what the defense gives, obviously we talked about me and my speed and my pace. So just giving the defense two completely different looks, and for us to be point guards doing that, setting up the floor, like I said. We're just getting comfortable just now. So,
and I know you're supposed to shut out all the outside noise, but do you ever hear any of it, or did you ever feel disrespected at all when people were like, well, I don't know, the Mavericks don't really have a point guard to start off this season? Like, do you hear that?
It's almost impossible not to hear it. I mean, you hear all that all summer, just in terms of, you know, we need a point guard, just that third. And I just took it as, all right, bad, it's time to get in the gym. People don't really know me. People never really knew me at all. So this is nothing really new in terms for me. So just in terms of just getting into the game, and like I said, just making myself known, playing with that chip on my shoulder, and then just being a point guard out there and just setting the floor, and just showing people that we got point guards. So
you never heard that from our show. I just want to point
that
out, Kevin. This show always believed in Brandon Williams. My co-host Kevin here, very big Duke fan. You can apologize or whatever you want to here. But
sorry about the 2001 championship game. Hey, don't think I forgot.
Yeah, that 0-1 championship. Huh?
Shane Battier forever, baby.
right.
That being said, and we love Derek Lively. We love Cooper Flagg. Can you give him one thing on those two guys that would make you, that makes him sleep a little bit better at night?
I mean, those guys are very hard workers. As much as what the outside people say or what other people are saying, those guys are in the gym every single day. Even when I come back at night or they come back at night, they're in the gym as well, working on their game some type of way. So that's one encouraging thing, especially with those guys being so young, and with a bright future ahead of them. I mean, the ceiling is through the roof, so that's one thing.
And of course, just in the effort of fairness, I should point out that right now the number one ranked college men's basketball team in the country.
It is
Arizona. I will concede that point. Now, I was curious about at least just one more thing. I know every win counts the same, and I appreciate all of that. But do you get any extra kind of like pep in your step when you look at some of these wins? Y'all have won four of the last five, but you've beaten Denver, Miami, Houston. These are all teams with phenomenal records. Do you get an extra little something out of wins like that?
Absolutely. I mean, one thing that Clay, he's very big on just celebrating the small wins. You know, he's been in the league for a while. He has obviously four championships, one at the very highest level. So one thing he relates to us is just, you know, you got to celebrate these type of wins, especially with good quality teams. And like you said, four out of last five, that's not, you know what I mean, easy to do in this league. So especially with the start that we got off on, and now we feel like we're turning around and just staying on this ship, staying on this high wave, and just doing whatever we've been doing the last couple of days here.
I know we probably don't want to call out the NBA, but what's up with having a back-to-back and then having 6 days off? Jeez.
Hey, man, I feel like we just looking up in it. We just always having back. What is this, our second, third back-to-back right
here?
Then we come back from this break having a back-to-back. I mean, I love it. It's basketball, you know what I mean? But at the same time, we just got to be smart in terms of who's playing those back-to-backs and how we're handling different guys. So that's definitely solid.
Well, we appreciate the time for sure, and we're Mavericks fans. We grew up in the Metroplex first and foremost, so the fan base
is fired.
Yeah, we're rocking and rolling with you, accepting college basketball. I will not root for your team.
I appreciate you guys. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Brandon.
We'll catch up with you again soon. Thanks.
All right. Have a good one.
There you go, Brandon Williams right here on 105.3 The Fan. I really dug...
Made me like him even more.
Yeah, for sure. And I really dug his answer about celebrating the little things because, again, I know their overall record is a struggle, but Denver, Miami, Houston, I looked it up. The combined record of those three teams are something like 44-24. And so to be able to pick them off while working in that Oklahoma City game has been very impressive. We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's take you out to the Rangers Toy Drive. Drive and chit-chat with the fellas from the G-Bag Nation right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Hurts in the shotgun. A touchdown would win it for the Eagles. Hurts pulls it, throws. Intercepted, game over! Intercepted, game over! Game over, the fourth interception, Tony Jefferson. Unbelievable, Unk does it.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, let's take you out to the Texas Rangers Toy Drive and the G-Bag Nation, courtesy of D&M Leasing. Gentlemen, how is you today, and where can people find you?
Friggin' amazing. We are at the Globe, okay, right next to 136 out here in, pretty much center field. And if you make your way to the Rangers Toy Drive and go through the pro shop and all that, you come out, you get the picture with Santa and get Bassick's autograph over there with the other players.
What?
And we're just going to be hanging out, having a good time. Yeah, I assume Bassick's going to be here. Don't mean to false advertise.
He's always around.
There'll
be legends, and there'll be Mike over in section 134.
But you know what? That's the great thing about Mike. I think he makes fun of his baseball career more than anybody else.
Yeah, you know, I think his broadcast career is going to keep this train rolling for him pretty good, though.
Yeah.
And everybody loves to see Mike talk some baseball nuggets. I have Jake Berger here. Evan Carter's going to be here. Of course, Sands is going to be here. So, yeah, we're ready to ranger it up and keep an eye on these winter meetings and, you know, talk Cowboys football with you for 5 hours.
How much did talking Cowboys football get help last night when the Eagles just want to keep turning the ball over?
Oh my gosh! You're telling me there's a chance, baby. Yeah,
it would have been a chance.
It would have been done. I mean, if the Eagles found a way to win, which it was scary once they crossed midfield, I was thinking, oh no, this is going to happen. And then, fortunately, Unc Tony Jefferson. I think that's awesome that they're calling him that on their broadcast. But he is. He's like 40 years old. He's been in the league forever. Saves the day. So thank goodness it was two teams that really didn't seem at times that they really wanted to win that game. But I'm here for the Eagles implosion, man. I mean, no matter what happens with the Cowboys season, I just love seeing the misery and filthy.
Yeah, and they're meaningful games to look forward to. I think the sports talk probably improved 300% last night with the conclusion.
I like that.
Me too. So you were talking about the older players. How intrigued are you by the return of Phillip Rivers?
This is amazing. I'm very intrigued by it. I can't wait to see what this looks like. He's a grandfather, 44 years old. And this is it makes sense because we were kicking around earlier in the show yesterday before we got the news that they were going to be working him out. Like, what do you do here? You're the Colts and you just went all in on this season. You gave up 2 first-round picks for Sauce Gardner. You were kind of committing yourself to Daniel Jones. Now he falls out and you're still trying to pick up the pieces and there's really no good options. So I would love to get a list of all the people they called. Like, how extensive was this?
Andrew
Luck. How many ridiculous names were on that list? Yes, you'd have to imagine
Brady.
You call Andrew
Luck.
But
you've won games before with Heineke.
Charlie Painter.
Heineke's won games. Wouldn't you just
– The Green Lizard.
Wouldn't you try? I would have
Need tried. Heineke, too. Need Heineke, need Rivers. I think Wolchuk's got a great idea. I'd have called about Brady. Yeah, I would have called about Brady.
I mean,
as well.
Heineke's got to be better than Riley. Lane.
Ryan Mallett.
I know. Yeah, who's got a beer for Ryan Mallett?
Just get them all out there. Just have a big you go at it. Y'all decide who the best is, guys.
But I think the nervous times are Daniel Jones. Like, if old man Rivers walks in there and starts slinging it around, and they put up 40 and win, doesn't his free agent just go?
Dude,
right
I will
the
say this.
Yes.
He saw $90 million evaporate with his Achilles right there on that field.
They were a boring team. Like, they were boring with Daniel Jones. They did the right things, running the ball and stuff, but they were starting to fall apart as predicted. But you get Phillip Rivers in there and his fiery personality and all that. That could be fun. That might be the ignition that they need, or
there
the fire ignition.
The dad gummets and the dog gummets.
If he
didn't
wins,
they try this in 2020?
It failed.
Yes,
Phillip Rivers. Those things where we kind of weren't moving very well, and you know, if you're watching that game last night and you're a 44-year-old quarterback, you're like thinking, "Yeah, look at me. Let me get out there and move around a little bit." Dude's playing with like a Mickey Mouse hand, you know?
Yeah,
and he's like getting bent over. Like,
yeah.
I'm like, seriously.
No, you're right.
And how about Jim Harbaugh? Do you think he cares about concussions and quarterbacks?
Nope.
His dude has the Mickey Mouse hand again.
Uh-huh.
He's running design runs at the end of that game.
Yeah.
That dude on the other side of the field, they have to have a win. He didn't want to run anywhere.
I know.
He wants to run off the field after a turnover is what he wants to do.
Harbaugh's telling his guys, you leave that blue tent in the storage room.
Yeah.
I don't know, we'll put that out there on the field.
They don't have a blue tent. You know, there's sideline reporter. We're getting a spatula to get him up off the field. He should be okay, though.
Man,
seriously.
Did
you watch that quarterback just get destroyed? And they're running like design runs. And after, I mean, he's got... Like, at the end of the game, that poor lady's trying to interview him. He's got blood just pouring off him, you know? Like,
I felt bad when they were like, well, they've had to bandage it up 4 or 5 different times because they can't figure out how to make it stay. I felt bad for him, for sure. What do you guys got coming up on the program, and where can everybody find you again?
Rangers Toy Drive, I believe the door is open at 4 o'clock. Bring an unwrapped gift, and you'll get a voucher for an upcoming ticket to an upcoming Rangers game. Jake Berger is going to join us at 4 o'clock. Evan Carter is going to join us at 5, and we'll have ourselves a time.
Awesome.
Your goal is always, thanks for asking.
Love it. Roll home with the G-Bag Nation. Go out to Arlington and donate a toy today. We've been the KNC Masterpiece. Make your way back with us tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Say goodnight, Kevin.
Good night, Kevin.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
this wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.